This is Rachel Blau Duplessis talking about William Carlos Williams Patterson and my relationship to that book. My relationship to Patterson began probably around 1964 when I was in England in a bookstore and found the first British edition of Patterson. I had heard that this was a really bad poem. I was pretty skeptical. I was both subservient to and skeptical of the education that would announce that, which of course led to a state of perfect stasis.
It
was in the air. It was in the air at that point. Patterson was just really bad. It was certainly not the well-made poem of the 50s when it had been written. And remember, I'm tuning in 1964. So I thought, well, you know, expletive deleted, I'll check it out for myself. And so I purchased that book, which is still the edition that I use. It is the British edition of Patterson, hardbound. And I was just bowled over by it because it was so mysterious and it seemed scattered, unreadable, odd, fascinating, inclusive, bizarre. And I had very similar responses to Pound. I wanted to be able to decode it. Now, I don't know whether, fast forward, we'd have to see then. I think it was at the time of the Great Blackout when I started, which is the way I would date it. I was also then...
Which Great Blackout?
This is the one in New York City. I think it's 60s.
70s?
No, it's 66. Remember, okay. We're in the dark. You haven't even been born yet, man. Okay. Basically, I was reading Spring and All in the special collections of Columbia University Library, which is the only way to get a hold of it. So Williams was very intriguing to me, I have to say. And at the moment when I was reading Spring and All, basically there was the Great Blackout. And of course, it's a sealed room and there's no windows and nobody had a clue what was going on. So it was me actually who led people out because I knew the special collections and the library pretty well at that point. In any event, then fast forward to doing a seminar paper on Patterson, then to doing a dissertation on Patterson. So I wrote a paper on Patterson, which was really probably one of the first things that was written on Patterson. I mean, not to be immodest. However, I was not very tuned in, let's put it that way. So I sent it to a place that I knew about because I was also doing work on poetics. I was trying to read Olson and stuff, all little magazines down in the New York Public Library. And I sent it to East West Review, which promptly went out of business. But I didn't have really a clue that what I should then do is pick myself up and send it to another place, which I did not do. So this paper on Patterson had only two functions in my life, one of which was a dead end, you might say, and the other of which was a great opening. The dead end was it actually won a prize at Columbia, which is sort of cute, and I still have a little gold medal from winning that particular prize. The second thing was that it was my entree to George Oppen, because I sent him the paper. You know, an academic, it wasn't even that... I mean, if I saw it now, I'd probably wince. But it was a real reading of Patterson, thematic, textual. And we started our correspondence. George and I started a correspondence based on that paper. It's a very, very important fact. It's actually even almost more important to me now than the fact that I wrote my dissertation on Patterson and the Peace and Cantos by Pound. That is two modern long poems, both of which seem to be very difficult and in need of decoding. People who are alert will notice that there is no woman on that list. It was only later that I became interested in HD.